Hey. Hey. Wake up, mister.
Finally, it took you long enough. Finally, it took long enough to find you, but then I had to wait to kidnap you and wait for you to wake up. Jeez, what a hassle.
Hey, quiet.
You wouldn't want to wake Mr. and Mrs. Barnes, would you? Though if I remember, they are pretty heavy sleepers. Anyway, I'm so glad you're finally awake. This is so exciting. Who am I? Well, I thought you would have figured that out earlier. But instead, how about I give you some hints? That seems more fun than just telling you. And I know you love games. My first hint is that we know everything about each other. My second hint is that we have the same parent. No, not long-lost sibling doofus. How about a visual hint? Check out the scar. Yes, it is the exact same as yours. Now, I know you've seen enough anime and enough movies to use the context clues to figure this out. Yep, you better believe it. I'm you from a parallel universe. In my world, everything is the same. The only difference is that I was born a girl, which made it super easy to capture you. We live in the same house, go to the same cafe, and take the same routes to work. I knew at times you were alone, and when it was best to knock you out. And I am sorry about that. How did I get here? Oh, that's right. In my world, my best friend, or our best friend, finally finished his multiple universe transporter, or MUT for short. And he wanted us to be the first ones to test it out. And well, you know us, we have never had any luck in the romance department. So I thought, hey, why don't I literally just go fuck myself? It just took a bit of time trying to find the right world, one where everything was the same, except that our genders were switched, and that you were more of a sub, where I'm more of a dom. But I did. I finally found you. Crazy? No. Really, I am genius. I mean, who better for me than myself? Enough complaining. If you were me, which you are, you would have done the same thing. Oh, come on now. Stop complaining. Other than the obvious, we have the same body. Like how I know your neck is super sensitive. Listen to you moan. See, I told you I know everything about you. Keep moaning. It's so fucking hot. Good boy. Such a good boy for me. Now, stay still while I pull your pants down. Damn, the one thing I did not expect, though, was that your cock would be so nice. And you were already so hard for me. See? You're a pervert, just like me. There's no doubt we are the same. I'm gonna start sucking now, okay? Fuck. We even taste pretty similar. This is gonna be so much fun. Are you close? I can tell by the face you're making. Come on, let it out into my mouth. Oh, fuck yeah, you came so much. God, it's so thick and tastes so good. I'm gonna fuck you now, okay? Come on, it's fine. So what if we are maybe breaking a few laws of nature? Dude, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You are literally going to fuck yourself. You gotta make those bullies from freshman year eat their words. Are you ready? Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, what a perfect fit. It's like having a dildo that was molded to perfectly fill my pussy. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, goddamn, this feels too fucking good. Yeah, buck up into me. Make yourself feel good. Yeah, dude, buck up into yourself. Who knows, we could be such a good slut. This is amazing. Fuck. Oh, I've never felt dick this good. I'm definitely staying in this world. And I know this is your favorite position because it's also mine, too. Oh, fuck yeah. Keep going, baby. I'm getting close. There you go. Buck those fucking hips. Fuck yourself as hard as you can. I know this feels amazing for you too. Oh, fuck. Oh god. I'm about to come. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Holy fuck. 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 Oh. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Wow. That was. was like the best sex I've ever had. I mean, I would expect nothing less from myself. Can we cuddle for a bit? I know you always need aftercare. Here, let me untie you. Yeah, sorry about that, but even I didn't know how you'd react. It's kind of a crazy situation. So, are you, like, cool with me staying with you? Yay, how could you ever say no to me? I already have my stuff here, too. Where have I been staying? Well, I kind of been camping out in your guest bedroom. We both know we never use it or have anyone over, so I thought it would be the perfect place to stay until I revealed myself. I would only come out when you were out, or at night. And I may have been stealing your food. Yeah, sorry about your leftover lasagna for Mom. But you understand I can't hold myself back when it comes to her cooking. It's just so good. After we cuddle for a bit, do you want to go out for steak? Since we both love it? My treat. I brought all my money. And I already tried it. It does work in this universe. Yeah? Cool. I'm really glad I did this. There's no one more perfect than me than myself.